At an assembly committee hearing, the familiar refrain, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me," was dispelled by speaker after speaker. People like Rick Petsky of Oregon recalled childhood memories of name-calling that still haunt them as adults.
A lot of kids in my school would call me retarded, and it was very hurtful and damaging to me.
Once a medically acceptable definition, the terminology has evolved over the years and needs to change again, says Beth Swedeen. She's executive director of the Wisconsin Board for People with Disabilities.
70 or 80 years ago, we routinely in the medical community called people with intellectual disabilities imbeciles, idiots, and morons. No one would ever use that term today. It's just horrendous to think about.
The bill by Eric Severson of Northwest Wisconsin was called a first step. It would eliminate the words mental retardation from government documents. Advocacy groups for the disabled have also been working with school children. Jean Rovett from Special Olympics says they try to get kids to avoid using the term as a taunt.
All of us know the middle school age is a very critical age, where you're influenced and where some of your values are formed, and we're glad to be working at this stage with them.
The bill removing the words mental retardation from government documents is not expected to affect rights of the disabled or federal money Wisconsin receives. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.